بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد، كما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى اللهم وسلم على أوصيائه وخلفائه علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين، وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين، وعلى سبط نبي الرحمة وسيد شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين، وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي، عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل. I just want to quickly share with you a narration that most of you are familiar with, a hadith from our Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib صلوات الله وسلامه عليه, where he describes three types of people, three categories of people. Category number one is who he refers to as alimun rabbani, a learned scholar, an educated person, someone who is enlightened, someone who has gone through the process of enlightenment. The second category is muta'allimun ala sabil an-najat, a student, someone who is on the path of knowledge, someone who is on the path of enlightenment, on the path of salvation. And the third he refers to as hamajun wa ru'at. These are people who are uncivilized, unguided, and they care nothing for being learned. They care nothing for enlightenment. They care nothing for being students. These are the people that in today's world, they have an opinion about everything. And all you need to do is scroll through social media and you'll find a good handful of those people. And we live in a world, unfortunately, where everyone believes that they have a valid opinion on something. And this is truly misguidance from the shaitan. And unfortunately, in this world, of course, that narration describes that third category of people are people who sway with the wind. Whatever direction it goes in, they sway. So if someone with a microphone who is influential tells them something, they sway in this direction. Someone else says something, they sway in the other direction. They're full of indecision. They're not free thinkers. They can't make up their minds. They can't think to themselves. And so they've outsourced, in the same way that our country outsources jobs to other countries, many people in this country have outsourced their brains and their minds to what they see on TV and in social media, and they allow everybody to do the thinking for themselves, and they are the last people to think for themselves. They are not independent thinkers. You know, there was a quote, they quoted Malcolm X one time. He said, be very careful of the media, of watching the media. Because if you're not careful, the media will have you loving the oppressor and hating the oppressed. And unfortunately, that's a conundrum that we live in today, where the truth and falsehood are not easily discernible, because everyone has an opinion, and we live in the age where everyone has a microphone. You know, when you study history, you realize that the way that people such as Muawiyah and Yazid were able to temporarily, and I say temporarily because it certainly was not permanent, temporarily achieve victory was through propaganda. Their people were brainwashed, so much so that people showed up during the Battle of Siffin before, and when they realized that this man, who they had built animosity in their heart against, Amir al-Mu'mineen, when they saw him praying, and they heard that he actually prays five times a day, they began to bite their hands. Oh my God, really? We've been told our entire life that this is a person that does not pray, and so we have to fight against him. So one of the companions of Imam Ali, he takes this person by the hand before the battle. He takes him to the tents of the companions one by one. He says, you see this companion? He's praying, right? This is a companion of Ali ibn Abi Talib, the one who doesn't pray. You see this companion? He's spending his entire night in prayer. He's a companion of the man you believe does not pray. So be very, very careful. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to truly protect us from the fitna of ignorance. For it is the most destructive fitna. I want to share with you just a few words. And really the most powerful weapon that we have is dua. The most powerful weapon that we have collectively is the power of dua. But I want to share this poem that I came across very recently. It's called Pity the Nation. Pity the nation whose people are sheep and whose shepherds mislead them. Pity the nation whose leaders are liars, whose sages are silenced, and whose bigots haunt the airwaves. Pity the nation that raises not its voice except to praise the conquerors and acclaim the bully as a hero and aims to rule the world by force and by torture. Pity the nation that knows no other language but its own and no other culture but its own. Pity the nation whose breath is money and sleeps the sleep of the too well-fed. Pity the nation, oh pity the people, who allow their rights to erode and their freedoms to be washed away. My country, tears of thee, sweet land of liberty. And truly, it's a pity sometimes that we find ourselves in a world that Imam Hussein alayhi salam described many years ago. He said, أَلَا تَرَوْنَ أَنَّ الْحَقَّ لَا يُعْمَلَ بِهِ وَالْبَاطِلَ لَا يُتَنَاهَا عَنْهِ. Aren't your eyes open to these ironies that we live in today, where the truth is not acted upon and falsehood is promoted and vice is promoted as if it's the truth? So ignorance is the biggest detriment to our societies. It's the biggest detriment to our communities. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that whatever happens to us, whatever adab, whatever punishment and torture that happens to us, that He does not veil our eyes from the truth. That's the worst form of punishment that any of us can bear. We know that on this day, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. Sometimes we tend to forget when we see, I don't really know how to describe being politically correct, and this microphone is a big responsibility, but I believe everyone knows what I'm speaking about today. When we see injustices carried out, sometimes we tend to forget that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching, but God has a plan. وَيَمْكُرُونَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. They deceit, they plan, they calculate, but God is the best of planners. God is the best of calculators. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from this fitna that is emerging. One way that we protect one another is by being for one another, is making sure that no divisiveness comes in our own communities, that we stay tight, locked in as brothers and sisters. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna Allah ya'muru bil-adli wal-ihsani wa ita'i dhil-qurba wa yanha anil fahsha'i wal-munkar والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. A couple of announcements. Next Saturday, which is the 18th, we have our monthly Quran study and monthly sister session. And at the end of this month, January 25th, 26th, and 27th, which is Saturday to Monday, we are commemorating the martyrdom of Lady Fatima Zahra alayhi salam. Saturday and Sunday will be in English, and Monday will be in Farsi. Inshallah, we will send out the flyer. For all of those who want to stay updated, please follow us on social media and subscribe to our email. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma aghfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Tabi' baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat. Innaka mujibu ad-da'awat, innaka qadhi al-hajat, innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Wa sallallahu wa sallama ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin.